I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Some 2 billion people around the globe live without electricity. That makes for a pretty dark existence, especially at night. So a Boston architectural firm has designed a portable light kit to help out. The light runs on solar panels. The group has given some of the solar-powered lights to an indigenous group in a remote part of western Mexico. The World's technology correspondent Jason Margolis has our story.
It's not easy to reach the Huichol Indians. They live in Mexico's rugged Sierra Madre Mountains, arranged with deep gorges and 10,000-foot peaks. It can take days trekking on foot to reach the Huichol's home. Boston architect Sheila Kennedy came across the Huichol several years back at a small festival in eastern Mexico.
The place was crowded with people, and I noticed a group of people who were dressed very differently, sitting in the street and cooking, and I asked my friend, "Who are they?" And he said, "Oh, those are the Huichol Indians. They're very special. They travel hundreds of miles to come to this place because they believe that that's where the sun is born. And they've never mixed with mestizos or other people."
But over time, Kennedy did mix with the Huichol, and she gained their trust. In the past few weeks, she's been distributing lightweight portable lights in the Sierra Madre. She and a team of designers, architects, and engineers are giving away the lights as part of an experiment. We gave Kennedy and her fellow Boston architect Patricia Gruitz recording equipment to capture the sounds of their recent visit. Here's Sheila Kennedy.
When you approached me with the idea of doing a radio piece on portable light, I liked the idea right away because I liked very much that we could take something that's seemingly so visual as light and invite listeners to imagine what that's like. The sounds became very important. The sound of Huichol being spoken is really a privilege to hear. It's a language that one doesn't hear spoken very much. And there's a murmur to it. There's a certain cadence, a rise and fall. And when we were in the temple, you could hear a murmur of voices that was coexisting at the same time.
We were brought into the temple, and we were blessed by the shamans and approved by the entire community for us to be there. So there was also
a process of verification and,
right.
and community acceptance that was official, was sanctioned.
Solar panels on the back, they are durable and waterproof.
That's Patricia Gruitz. She's explaining to the Huichol through a translator how the portable lights work.
And for 3 hours in the sun during the day, you will charge your battery to capacity.
3 horas en el sol por día está cargada hasta máximo la batería.
They understand the potentials of the sun, and I think they have in some understanding of solar energy. And so to understand that the sun would then charge something to produce light later on is kind of an interesting proposal for them because they do have sun and moon gods who are very important.
Right now, the Huichol rely on small flashlights or candles for light at night. But the new portable lights can illuminate an entire room using small light-emitting diodes, or LEDs. This makes nighttime cooking or schoolwork possible. It also helps artisans do beading or sewing at night. Gruitz says the Huichol literally wear the solar panels on their backs during the day.
They wear these bags. These are very traditional Huichol woven bags. They weave them on a backstrap loom, and their traditional name is katsuri. And they're able to integrate these into a bag that they normally would wear.
And then at night, the bag unfolds into a large reflective surface. Sheila Kennedy.
We're borrowing a trick, really, from the 19th century. Surgeons used to operate using the light of a candle. And in order to do this effectively, they learned how to bounce, how to reflect that light and manage that light.
The Huichol told Kennedy that this is all the light they need. Kennedy recorded a conversation with Huichol leader Miguel Carrillo Hernandez.
Para nosotros no es bueno porque...
He says they don't need electricity from the power grid. They don't have big stores or factories. He also says if they bring in power lines, a factory might come here, and he says that'd be the end of our way of life. The portable lights will change their way of life to some extent, but still Hernandez and the Weechel scooped up the light kits. The Boston team has distributed about 50 of these devices. However, there are some 11,000 Weechel Indians. So how do they decide who gets one of the new lights?
The raffle is a well-understood way within the community that a certain number of things can be distributed when there isn't enough for everyone to have one. And so everybody understands the raffle. And small children are typically asked to reach their hands into the bag because they're innocent and pull out a number.
25! 25!
Kennedy says they hope to raffle off several hundred more portable lights this year. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.